Hey everybody, this is Luke with the Android Guys podcast. I'm here with Scott.
Hey.
We are continuing our series on different mobile virtual network operators, MVNOs, and this is where we take a carrier and kind of give you an overview of them. MVNOs are carriers that operate as a legitimate business on their own. The only difference is a cell phone provider that uses other carriers' towers.
Yep.
But in saving the cost of tower upkeep and all that kind of stuff, they're able to pass along those savings to the consumer and usually offer the same kind of service that you would get from the big three at a discount.
Yeah. So a lot of the big carriers that everybody knows, they tend to pack in a whole bunch of things with their rate plans and
extra subscriptions to streaming services.
Yeah. And there is value to that.
Sure.
But then there are people who will look at these plans and say, can I take that off?
Yeah.
I don't want that. I don't need that. It's just included in the package. Yep. So MVNOs are a good option to that, or an alternative to that. That just say, okay, these are more bare bones.
Yep.
These aren't going to give you your, you know, not always, but they're going to, you know, not going to have those extra streaming services or clouds, online storage, backup.
You might not have long distance to another country or something like that.
But for a lot of people, they don't care.
Right.
They don't need that.
Yeah. So you can save money and usually not really change the kind of service that you get or the quality of service you get. So the other differentiation with an MVNO is, since you are using another carrier's towers, there might be times during peak times, let's say Thanksgiving, Christmas, or New Year's Eve, Times Square, where there's a lot of network traffic. And if you're on one of these smaller carriers, you might get, bumped down in importance in favor of, let's say it's a Verizon customer.
Yep.
If it's a company that uses Verizon's towers. But those generally don't really happen.
And maybe not even enough, like when you think about the target demographic of who they might be going after, these carriers, those people probably don't notice this.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen enough or degrade your service enough that you really even are going to notice.
Or enough to the point where you're like, I would rather go back and pay
two
times as much money.
Exactly.
So, yeah, MVNOs and what we've been doing is highlighting a couple dozen now over the last few months as to who some of these are and why you might want to consider them. And maybe you've thought about one, or a friend of yours is subscribed to one.
Yeah.
And you just want to know a little bit more. That's what these are for.
Yeah. And so it's just kind of the, hey, I've seen this. Is this any good? And so we'll take kind of a broad view of one. Today we're going to talk about consumer cellular.
Yep.
And we have like seven questions that we go through to kind of give you an idea of this carrier. And we'll just start there. You ready, Scott?
Let's go.
All right. So consumer cellular, first off, what network do they use?
So consumer cellular relies on AT&T and T-Mobile networks.
Okay.
So those are both GSM.
Yeah.
And that is going to, basically that means nationwide coverage.
Yeah.
You're going to find coverage pretty much all the major cities, all the states that you normally, chances are if you're on either of those now, you should see relatively the same coverage.
If not better, just because most of the MVNOs we see only use one carrier.
Yeah.
So in the fact that consumer cellular offers grabbing service from either AT&T or T-Mobile, if you're an AT&T subscriber and you have a dead spot, that might be okay with T-Mobile.
Yeah.
So you might actually have better service by going to somewhere like consumer cellular. So with that, you have access to AT&T, T-Mobile. Do you have access to high-speed data then too?
You do. You get 4G and 5G.
Okay.
And, we're at a point now where carriers are still saying it, but it's included at no extra cost.
Sure.
There was a point when that used to be a thing.
Yeah.
But that's not the case here. You do get 5G on any of these rate plans. Now, again, that matters. That's going to be based on your phone.
Sure.
So if you are using an older phone that may only be a 4G phone,
right,
you're not going to get 5G service.
Right.
But that's not exclusive to any particular
But carrier. That happens automatically.
Right.
So you're not going to have to toggle that on and off or anything like that.
Right.
So just segueing right into that, tell us a little bit about the rate plans that they offer.
So they've got a handful of rate plans, and you can get them technically. There's a $15 rate plan that gives you unlimited talk. Then you move into plans that say, I want data or texting capability too.
Sure.
You're looking at about $20 to $55 a month.
Okay.
Depending on how much data you're going to use.
Gotcha.
So all of those plans include unlimited talk and text, and they give you 5G at no extra cost. And that is also with a $5 monthly credit for auto pay.
Okay.
So it's, if you don't go with that, these prices are going to be $5 more per month.
Sure.
And then according to, you know, if you look at their website, you'll see they've won number of awards. Mm-hmm. So you're also getting, for that rate plan, you're getting award-winning service.
Hey, there service. You go.
So for $20, you're going to get a gigabyte of data.
Okay.
On the high end at $55, you're going to get unlimited.
Okay.
So that's pretty competitive with, you know, for a single line plan.
Sure.
That's pretty competitive. And somewhere right in the middle for $35 a month, you're going to get unlimited talk, text, and 7 gigabytes of data.
Yeah. So. Now 7 gigs, really, if you're paying attention to the phone you're using right now, and especially, the target demographic of consumer cellular, you're not hitting anywhere near 7 gigs
right.
by using it. And actually, if you're a heavy user, you're usually on Wi-Fi and you probably aren't even hitting 7 gigs anyway.
Yeah. That's one of those things where you know, for a long time, people would complain about a number and saying, why not just give me unlimited? Why is it 2 gigabytes, 5 gigabytes?
Right.
You probably weren't going to use it
right.
to begin with.
Sure.
And again, going back to who is the target audience here for consumer cellular, they tend to, and if you'll see some of the commercials that are on TV now, they tend to attract or target an older demographic,
sure.
an older user. And so you think about your parents or your grandparents, and they're not the kind of person who's going to spend their day on YouTube. They're not going to be playing games online, streaming, high definition stuff.
Right.
So, and if they are, you know, they're probably at home anyways.
Right.
You know, so if they're out and about, they're not really doing a lot with their phones.
Sure.
That's kind of who consumer cellular is after.
Okay. So, rate plans sound good. I'm thinking about getting it. Can I go into a store?
You cannot.
Okay.
So it's an online only. And that's one of the things that keeps costs down here is you don't have the brick and mortar. You don't have the retail experience. You can do it online, and you can also, you've got a phone number, and you can also kind of do like an online chat, kind of work your, you know, work through them.
Okay.
So one of the things with MVNOs, and it's not just here, is these carriers tend to work better if you have a little bit of, you're self-sufficient.
Sure.
You don't need somebody to hold your hand, you know. You don't need somebody to kind of walk you through the process of buying a phone and figuring out how do I text, how do I do, you know. So that's something that for a lot of people, we're already well into multiple generations of smartphones.
Sure.
So we don't really need that.
Right.
It's like, just give me the right plan. You know, I can't remember the last time I went into a store anyways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the kind of experience that you'll get. So to short and sweet, no, this is an online only kind of experience.
Okay. Really, I guess there's only a couple other things to hit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking, I want to switch to consumer cellular. Can I bring my phone with me if I have somebody else?
So you can. They do have some, you can go online and you can type in your serial number from your phone.
Uh-huh.
And check to see whether or not it's compatible.
Okay.
Again, if you have an unlocked phone, an AT&T or T-Mobile, or you have a phone that you bought direct from the manufacturer, chances are it's going to work well, and you can find out right away.
Cool. If for some reason my phone isn't compatible, or if I just want to maybe upgrade my device, do they offer phones that I can purchase?
They do, and they have a pretty decent selection.
Yeah.
It's It's one of those things that surprised me compared to other MVNOs. They have a pretty decent selection of both Android and iOS and across a pretty wide range of price points too.
Nice. And then I guess the kind of the last thing to wrap it up, any kind of deals?
So they don't really have anything specifically for, sometimes you'll see like back to school sales or, you know, Father's Day or Christmas, that type of thing. They don't really do that. They kind of stick to their price throughout the year. What they do offer, though, is a 5% discount if you have an AARP membership.
Okay.
So again, that goes back to that target demographic.
Sure.
Chances are they're probably a member of that.
Right.
And they're going to save 5% off of that rate plan. So a $5, you know, $50 a month rate plan, you're going to save a couple bucks that way.
Sure. And then you add in auto pay, you save another $5, something like that. All right. So that's kind of an overview of Consumer Cellular. Mm-hmm. If you have T-Mobile or AT&T already and you really don't do a lot with your phone and you just kind of want the basics of, I need to be able to call, text, and use data when I want, this might be an option for you.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't really care about any of that extra stuff.
Yeah. If you just say, I just want my phone to work.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I don't care about texting, calling, doing anything specific to people in Canada or Mexico or traveling abroad. I just want my phone to kind of have data where I go and I can send and receive calls.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast.
Thanks for listening.
We appreciate it. If you guys have any questions, feedback, concerns, comments, anything, shoot us an email at podcast@androidguys.com. We'd love to hear from you one way or the other. Luke, if someone wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Luke Gaul, G-A-U-L.
And I'm on Instagram at Scott Webster and Twitter as SWebster77. Until next time, thanks for listening.
See ya.